Thanks, everybody, for joining us here on this Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network as we preview the upcoming girls basketball season. We're going to start things off with Justin Yetmar, the head coach for the Kemper Knights. They're coming off a strong season a year ago and have some pretty good expectations coming into this year. Coaches, always appreciate you joining us. How you doing today?
I'm good, Jeff. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk some Kemper girls basketball.
You bet, Coach. I mentioned a strong season a year ago. I always say if you can be in the middle of the pack in the Hawkeye 10 or above, that's a good year. You ended up going 11-12 a year ago and 4-6, but had a lot of young players, some new girls getting some experience, and that team was very competitive even in most of the losses a season ago.
Yeah, we're excited. Like you say, we're more mature this year. We return everyone but one senior, Carson Overmull. She was a four-year player for us, so definitely some big shoes to fill with her. But we do return a lot of experience, a lot of girls that have seen the varsity floor, and, they're prepared to kind of take that next step.
With the success that the volleyball team had getting to the semifinals, you had some girls kind of rolling right in from volleyball season to practice, as we're talking here at the end of the first week of practice for you and your team. What's the excitement been like kind of getting into the basketball gym and kind of did that success of the volleyball team kind of roll into the start of basketball practice for you?
Yeah, I think a couple things I've noticed is one, the very cohesive group. You could see it. They had a lot of fun playing volleyball. They were smiling. They worked really, really hard at that. And, that's carried over onto the basketball floor so far this season. There's just that extra level of confidence. I think, that they can compete with the top of the state. And so that's carried over this first week. Lots of excitement. These girls have put in a lot of time over the summer, and they were ready to roll. They don't get much of a break after that state tournament run, but these girls, they're resilient. They were just ready to get a basketball in their hands and start competing again.
With the experience you have coming back from a year ago and even some of the young kids, that freshman class coming in, where do you think this team will be better maybe to start this year than what they were a year ago?
I think for us, I think we're going to be, much improved in the half court offense. We like to play really fast. There's no secret to kind of how we're going to play. We're going to use our speed, athleticism, high pressure, high pace of play. But there is times where you get slowed down, and, we've really focused on being better in the half court, executing, confidence in what we're running. So I think you'll see some improvement. These girls have put up a lot of shots. So we're not going to be shy from shooting the basketball, and we got great shooters all over the floor, 1 through 5. So, yeah, we're just going to be, I hope to be much more improved offensively.
Who are some of the girls you feel really will shoot it well this season?
All of them. Elsa, obviously, 4-year starter coming back. She's played a lot of basketball. She's worked really hard on her game. Kaylee Simons, she can really shoot it. I think she shot it upper 30% last year from three. Charlotte Hackford, this will be her third year playing meaningful varsity minutes. She shoots it really well. Addie Antover, she kind of plays the four spot for us, so she can go inside, outside. She's worked really hard on her shooting. Mackenzie Yetmar, Caitlin Yetmar, they shoot it, at a pretty high clip. So, from a shooting perspective, we got six girls that we feel really confident, from behind the arc.
What are you going to look like in the post this year and rebounding wise?
Olivia Schenkelberg is kind of our, she's She's played there 3 years.
Yep.
She's physical. She is very, very intelligent player. She just anticipates really well. She jumps really well. So, Olivia is going to be a huge piece. She obviously always draws the other team's bigs. So she gets a tough matchup almost every night. Addie Antover is stepping in to that role. We got some younger girls, Marissa Antover. She's put in a lot of time over the summer. Millie Antover. So, we got some height that we're going to be able to kind of play with and kind of see what the best matchups are. And, so it's kind of nice to have some depth, from the post position.
With this much experience kind of coming back, I've heard a lot about this incoming freshman group. Is there room for them to be able to jump in and roles for them to be able to jump in and help this team?
Yeah, they it's a unique dynamic for us. We're very mature, with five seniors. We got three freshmen, Cassie Lorman and Georgia Prescott, along with Millie Antover, have come to practice, and what we've been really impressed with is they're just gritty. They play really hard. They're very skilled. So, it's going to be a matter of them kind of experience some, the pace of the game, the physicality of the game, which for any freshman that just takes some time. But we're excited about those three. They, they're doing a very nice job in practice so far.
Coach, what concerns you coming into the year about what areas this team still needs to really improve in?
I think for us, as a coach, we're always gonna have worries defensively in terms of, we just always want to be locked in. We'll have to get them in some basketball shape, which they're in good shape. They volleyball, they're, always moving, played a lot of games. So, for us, it's just a matter of really executing defensively. We're going to run a couple different defenses. So, for us, you always just want to improve defensively.
Let's look at the schedule. You guys never back away from playing anybody. The Hawkeye 10's loaded. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But your guys' non-conference schedule sometimes even outdoes the conference schedule. What is it about scheduling like that, and how do you like your non-conference schedule this season?
Yeah, we are we got some very competitive games. Right away, first game, Coon Rapids. They're going to be, I would imagine, top 10 ranked in 1A. Very experienced group. She's done a fantastic job with that group. Carol, Katie's teams are always really tough defensively. They got experience as well. We have Bishop Helan, which probably is the favorite to win 4A, play Carlisle, which will be another top 10 4A school, Gilbert. So yeah, we did not shy away. We're excited to, it just makes you a better basketball team competing against the best. We feel like we have a group that's ready to compete with those teams and see where we're at. So, yeah, we definitely didn't shy away. It's kind of one of those things where maybe once it's all said and done, I don't know if the record will indicate where, what team we really are. But when it gets to postseason, it starts to shine through, and we've been battle tested, and ready to kind of make that run when that time comes.
Coach, you mentioned the Carlisle game. That's going to be played up at Iowa Central at the community college up in Fort Dodge this year. Kind of a neat little tournament, the way it sounds going on that day.
Yeah, really, really cool opportunity for us. The idea behind it was to really just match up teams, that probably wouldn't play each other. without this type of event. So they really wanted to get teams that were, you know, that they felt were going to be competitive. And, you know, the boys play the Saturday before us, and we play the Saturday after. But yeah, really cool opportunity for our girls, kind of a showcase tournament slash game. So we're excited about that, and we're, you know, obviously very appreciative that they reached out and got us that matchup with Carlisle.
As far as the Hawkeye 10 goes, where do you feel you can fit in the mix, and who do you feel are the top teams coming into the season?
Hawkeye 10.
Always going to be tough. St. Albert's, they, you know, won state last year. They return everyone, and I think they added a couple pieces, so they'll be very good. Atlantic, you know, they went, I think, 15-7 last year. They return a lot, so they'll be very good. Clarinda, very experienced, very successful last few years. So I think, you know, those three teams for sure, definitely jump out. And then, you know, the Lewis Central, Glenwood, Denison, you know, they're always going to put competitive products on the floor. So, you know, and Creston returns all five of their starters, and, you know, they had a nice season last year. So there's a lot. It feels like it's a lot of experience this year. Especially, you know, those first three teams I mentioned. So, you know, I think there's going to be good competitive games, and, you know, night in, night out, we're going to have to be ready to go.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I'm excited for the start of the season. I can't wait to get to watch you guys take on Coon Rapids Bear to get that season under the way. That should be a great matchup, and I think you're going to have a great group of kids to be able to work with this year. So appreciate you joining us here to preview the upcoming season, and, of course, we look forward to catching up with you every Saturday morning for the Peach Ranch Coaches Show again this fall.
You bet, Jeff. Appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing you this season.
You bet. Head coach Justin Yetmar again with the Kemper Knights joining us here on the Girls Basketball Preview Show. We'll be back. We're going to talk Katie Cook and Carroll Girls coming up next year on KCIM, part of the CB Sports Network.